KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, Alabama was among the favorites to reach the college football playoff semifinals when the college football season began, but a pair of late-season losses and an injury to quarterback Tua Tagovailoa dropped them out of contention. The disappointment didn't cause the Crimson Tide from suffering a letdown before their bowl game on Wednesday. Mac Jones threw for three touchdowns, and ninth-ranked Alabama capped an 11-2 season by blasting number 17 Michigan 35-16 in the Citrus Bowl. Jerry Jeudy became the first Alabama player to top 200 receiving yards in a bowl game as he accounted for six receptions for 204 yards and a touchdown. Devontae Smith and Miller Forrestall added touchdown grabs while the Crimson Tide outscored the Wolverines 21-0 in the second half. The aerial duo of Jake Fromm and George Pickens led fifth-ranked Georgia's offense in a Sugar Bowl victory over number 7 Baylor 26-14. Fromm completed 20 of his 30 passes for 250 yards and two touchdowns. Pickens was busy while catching 12 passes for 175 yards and a touchdown as the Bulldogs finished the season 12-2. Matt Landers also had a scoring grab, and Zamir White ran for 92 yards and a score. Justin Herbert scored his third rushing touchdown of the day on a thrilling 30-yard run with 7:41 to play, pushing 7th-ranked Oregon to a 28-27 victory over number 11 Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. Brady Breeze returned the first of his two fumble recoveries 31 yards for an early touchdown and used the second to set up Herbert's go-ahead TD and help the Ducks finish 12-2. Jonathan Taylor rushed for 94 yards and Quintez Cephas caught 7 passes for 59 yards and a score. But the Badgers lost despite controlling the ball for over 38 minutes and outgaining the Ducks 322-204. Number 16 Minnesota earned a 31-24 victory over 9th-ranked Auburn in the Outback Bowl as Tyler Johnson had 12 receptions for 204 yards and 2 touchdowns. Johnson became the Golden Gophers' career leader in receiving yards, while Tanner Morgan completed 19 of 29 passes for 278 yards, 2 scores, and 1 interception. Receiver Seth Green tossed a 1-yard touchdown pass to Bryce Witham on a 4th-and-inches midway through the second quarter. In other college football news, running back Tony Jones Jr. has become the second player for number 14 Notre Dame to forego his final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Jones ran for 135 yards on 11 carries as the Irish cruised to victory in the Camping World Bowl on Saturday. He finished with a team-leading 857 yards with 6 touchdowns in 12 games, despite missing the Virginia Tech game with a rib injury. Also in college football news, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa said on Twitter that he'll be announcing today whether he'll enter the NFL draft or return to college for another season. Tagovailoa is recovering from season-ending hip surgery and has not played since being injured at Mississippi State on November 16th. He seemed like a likely top-5 NFL draft pick before that injury made his value more uncertain, though doctors who have treated him have said that a full recovery is expected. A couple of more college bowl games on tap for today. On this January 2nd, the Birmingham Bowl will take center stage this afternoon. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff central time from Legion Field in Alabama as number 21 Cincinnati faces off against Boston College. Then tonight it's the Gator Bowl at Jacksonville, Florida. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff central time as Indiana faces off against Tennessee. In NFL news, the Washington Redskins have hired Ron Rivera as their coach and owner Dan Snyder's latest step to try to turn around that wayward franchise. The former Carolina Panthers coach quickly emerged as the Redskins' top candidate and inherits a team that went 3-13 this season and hasn't made the playoffs since 2015. Rivera's hiring comes just 3 days after Washington completed its schedule and 2 days after Snyder fired team president Bruce Allen following a decade of futility. Rivera spent 8-plus seasons with the Panthers and was fired, with the team sitting 5-7 this season. He went 76-63-1 with Carolina, making the playoffs 4 times and reaching the Super Bowl after the 2015 season. Also, the Eagles have placed 3-time Pro Bowl right guard Brandon Brooks and defensive end Deshaun Hall on injured reserve and signed wide receiver Shelton Gibson and running back Elijah Holyfield. Those moves come as the NFC East champions prepare to host the Seahawks in Sunday's NFC wildcard round. In college basketball, San Diego State and Wichita State were the only top 25 teams in action on New Year's Day, and they both came away with wins. The 13th-ranked Aztecs got past Fresno State 61-52 as SDSU improved to 14-0 overall. They're 3-0 in the Mountain West. Eric Stevenson scored 10 of his 17 points in the second half, helping the 24th-ranked Shockers pull out a 75-69 win against East Carolina as the Shockers improved to 12-1 on the season. Iowa State looks ahead to the Big 12 opener at TCU Saturday after a shocking home loss to Florida A&M. Playing without sophomore standout Tyrese Haliburton, the Cyclones let a 13-point first-half lead slip away in a 70-68 loss. That was just the Rattlers' second win of the season.
I'll own it. It's on me. You know, I'm not one to point fingers. I'm the head coach. I own it. You know, that's what I said. You got to live with the good moments. You got to go home and just try to figure out how to put these pieces together and get us better and get ready for TCU.
That was ISU's second home loss as they fall to 7-5.
We weren't very good tonight, and we just weren't very good. So where do we go from here? Regardless, Tyrese plays, doesn't play. You know, we got to be able to not turn the ball over 20 times. We got to be able to make good decisions. But again, you know, defensively in the second half, they can't shoot almost 60%. Attention to detail, you know, on the defensive end, big rebounds late throughout the second half. But no excuses. We got beat, and then, you know, you got to live with it.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who says Haliburton injured a wrist in practice. He hopes he's ready for Saturday's conference opener.
Got x-rays on it. Nothing's fractured. Everything's okay, but it's sprained, and we thought that it would be a good idea to give him a couple of days to rest it and get him ready so he's, you know, completely healthy and or more comfortable, you know, for this weekend and going forward. And, you know, that was the decision we made.
Tip-off from the Schollmeyer Arena in Fort Worth is set for 5 o'clock on Saturday. Well, the game-time temperature was a balmy 55 degrees for the National Hockey League's annual New Year's Day outdoor scrum, but it took the Dallas Stars almost two full periods to warm up. The Stars scored four times in a 7:43 span, bridging the second and third periods to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 4-2 victory over the Nashville Predators in the Winter Classic at the Cotton Bowl. Stars earned their third straight win and sent the Predators to their third consecutive loss. That game drew the second largest crowd for an NHL game at 85,630 fans in that historic college football stadium. In NBA news yesterday, David Stern was a giant in a game of giants. The former NBA commissioner has died at the age of 77, less than 3 weeks after undergoing emergency surgery for a brain hemorrhage. Stern had been involved with the NBA for nearly two decades before he became its fourth commissioner. On February 1st of 1984, by the time he left his position exactly 30 years later, the league had grown to a more than $5 billion a year industry and made NBA basketball perhaps the world's most popular sport after soccer. Before Stern, there was labor strife that threatened to mar the NBA. Some weeknight NBA Finals games were often broadcast after the 11 p.m. news rather than live in prime time. Stern was in charge while the league turned countless ballplayers into celebrities who were known around the globe by one name: Magic, Michael, Kobe, LeBron, just to name a few. Stern oversaw the birth of seven new franchises and the creation of the WNBA and the NBA Development League. Under Stern, the NBA would play nearly 150 international games and be televised in more than 200 countries and territories and in more than 40 languages. And the only man to throw a perfect game in the World Series has died. Don Larson was in hospice care in Idaho when he died of esophageal cancer Wednesday at the age of 90. That's according to his agent. He was 81-91 with a .378 earned run average during a pitching career that spanned seven major league clubs from 1953 to 1967. His major league record made him an unlikely choice to throw a perfect game in the 1956 World Series against the Brooklyn Dodgers. That 97-pitch gem came after he was pulled by manager Casey Stengel in the second inning of Game 2 just days earlier. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.